Joining me in a studio is Solomon Feldman. He happens to be a nephew. He's in grade 11 at Yeshiva College, and he's involved in a project, a program called the Creative Mentorship Hub. What is the Creative Mentorship Hub, Solomon? And I believe you're having an art exhibition to raise money for it. Just tell me all about it. Don't leave out a thing.
So basically, the Creative Mentorship Hub is a organization where they take underprivileged youth from the townships and they teach them how to paint and how to draw, and they provide social services, psychology, academic support, and financial support in many cases.
So the whole idea is to create this environment, this safe space or an environment for underprivileged youths from underprivileged areas.
Yeah, the idea being that you've got so many places where youth can go to do things which they shouldn't be doing, and alternatively they want to provide a safe space where they can teach them to paint and to give them something special, to give them something different that they wouldn't be able to get anywhere else.
And how does that function? I mean, is that in a youth center? Is it at a school? How does it currently exist?
Currently they have a studio in town.
Right.
I'm not sure the exact address, but they have a small studio there where the kids can come.
Oh, so they'll come from all over.
Yes.
There's not one in Alex and one in Soweto at this stage. At this stage, they'll come to a center in town if they're interested in art. And the idea being that, it's something positive. It stops them from getting involved in all sorts of negative stuff and actually gives skills.
Yeah. Most of the teenagers are from Orange Farm.
Right, okay.
And they come after school if they go to school. Some aren't able to go to school because they have learning disabilities or physical disabilities. So they provide something for those kids who can't go to school to do.
Incredible.
Instead of that, you mentioned
the ancillary support. So they've got psychologists, they've got social workers. They able to address other issues, other social issues as well.
Yeah. So Tepo Motang, he started this organization. He went to study psychology, and he works.
Right.
He's been working in Africa Tikkun his whole life. So he's understood how to support.
Is this an African Tikkun initiative, or does it sit separately to that?
This sits separately to this. Tepo works at Africa Tikkun, but he's also
got this project.
He's also running
that he's
this
involved
on
with.
The.
What
on
an incredible, Zanati. What do you think?
I love this because the kids get to, you know, it's a creative let out.
Yes.
It's a creative outlet for the kids, and I mean, normally in the townships, also you don't get a lot of places that offer these kinds of services. So it's really great that they can have a safe space where they can, you know, be creative and learn things that they wouldn't normally learn. And it also gets them off the streets.
Yeah. And especially kids from a place like Orange Farm, which is so problematic in so many ways. I mean, we see that the social issues coming out of that area because of the extreme poverty is tremendous. What kind of training do they, you know, and what kind, do they need to have any skills, or can, is it just an interest in art?
So they can come in with no skills whatsoever. Tepo is a art teacher. He's actually a very good artist himself. He will go, and he's a great teacher as well. So each one of them can learn and paint, and once their pieces are good enough, then they'll put them on sale at their exhibitions.
And talking about exhibitions, that's what you're involved with as well. Now that's hopefully to raise money for the social project. Is that right?
So it's more as in, we more like to see it as a sale where they bringing what they have to offer and they putting it on sale. We're not going and not looking for donations. We're more looking for people to buy.
And to encourage them.
Because they really are talented artists. And if we can provide a platform for them to sell their art and get noticed.
I think this is absolutely wonderful.
That, there's also an incentive.
Yeah. But it also validates them. You know, it means that, you know what, somebody else thinks I'm good. Yeah. I'm not, you know, because there's got to be an element of, well, you know, am I good? I mean, in any artist, in any form, is always worried. Now, add somebody who hasn't had many of the privileges that many of us have had growing up. They're living in a place where they don't have a lot of support. It's very, very, it must be very, very affirming to, for somebody else to say, you know what, I like that piece. I am going to pay a few hundred rand for it.
Yep.
And I imagine it's not expensive, the pieces.
No, so certain, most of the pieces will be going for 100 to 800 rand.
Amazing.
And, oh, I love that. Okay.
Yeah. And I mean,
I'm also the target market for the first time. For the first time, I'm the target market.
So now she's going art shopping. You want her there, I can tell you. She Instagrams everything. And she makes it look really cool. So when is this taking place?
So this is taking place on this coming Monday, Monday the 28th of October at Yeshiva College Primary School Hall.
Right.
From 7 p.m. onwards. There will be light refreshments and
there's no entrance fee.
No entrance fee whatsoever, right. But it's encouraged, if you can, to bring books, literature, exercise. They want to open a library to teach some.
So we can donate.
Donate books,
right?
But there are quite a few pieces of art on sale
that we could buy as well.
So ideally, we sell.
Will some of them be there? Some of the artists be there.
We're having two minivans come from Orange Farm to bring a lot of the artists.
So I think it's really important, actually, to support this kind of initiative, and absolutely amazing. Solomon, well done for getting involved in something. I think it is so important to be able to showcase and to reach out to people around us. I think that is absolutely amazing. 34519, if you've got any comments, suggestions, or questions for Solomon, let us know. I think it is absolutely, absolutely awesome and really a great initiative. We'll be back just after this. And they are asking that if you do come to the art exhibition, where you'll be able to buy some of this art from around about 100 rand up to about 800 rand to support the to support these artists and this initiative, if you do that, that's going to take place at Yeshiva College. Is that right? Where's that? Yeshiva College?
Yeshiva College Primary School.
And that is going to take place?
On Monday the 28th.
What time?
Of October, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. And they're asking as well if you've got some books, whether that'll assist people in learning to read those types of books, then please would you be so kind as to bring them along, and that can always assist. It's an incredible initiative. Solomon, how did you get involved in this?
So I found out about this organization through my stepmother, Kim, who used to work with Tsepo at Africa Tikkun.
Right.
She, as well, we got, for my sister's bat mitzvah, actually, earlier this year, we got the artists to draw sketches of all of her friends.
Right.
Which we put up on the wall, and each one of them could take it home. So that really, I mean, inspired me there. And I saw that they're actually very talented. They can really draw faces very well. And these kids are, like, ranging from 12 till 18.
Amazing.
And from there, I thought, you know what, let's help them out. Yeah, I've got the time,
right,
and I want to give back, and I want to be able to help out. So I contacted Zeppo and set up a time to meet, and things just flowed from there.
Absolutely fantastic. So I do hope that you get the support at the, and in fact the kids get the support at the Creative Mentorship Hub Art Exhibition that is taking place on Monday. Solomon, well done. I think it's absolutely fantastic to see young people reaching out and doing good just for the sake of doing good. Time is 7:37. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM.